putting the spotlight on venture capital in the region.
So you spent Valentine's Day at the World Government Summit.
Romance is alive and kicking.
What were you doing there yesterday?
I was speaking yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Didn't have quite the same audience as Elon Musk, I'm not going to lie.
Next year, you know.
Maybe.
He is a billionaire space rocket man.
Here's the deal. It was a panel discussion at the World Government Summit on the future of the private sector. Fascinating stuff. And one of the guys on the panel was Fadi Gandour. And he almost invented the venture capital industry out here in the Middle East. I'm exaggerating slightly, but he's the guy who founded Aramex, the logistics company, and spent 2 or 3 decades building it up, and he sold his stake in that, so he's got a lot of money, and he's investing it in many things, including technology startups here, for example, Kareem, and many, many others. So there's few people better placed than him. He's the chairman of Wamda Capital, that's his venture capital vehicle, to talk about the climate for venture capital investing and startups getting funding at the moment. So I had a quick chat with him about it. This is what he had to say. And the first thing he said was that things are improving. Maybe 5 years ago, if we'd had this conversation, it would just have been a complaint. There's no funding here. No one's doing it. Things have changed.
No, it's definitely much better than 10 years ago, Richard. It is. There are many more funds. There is a bit more money. In fact, a lot more money. Coming into the markets across the region, and that is driven by the fact that there are a lot of startups that are in requirement of either early stage. Still, even family and friends cannot satisfy the needs of the market today. So there are seed stage funds, angel funds, and we are seeing much more now growth capital needs. So companies that are raising $5-10 million are actually increasing in a substantial manner. The VC industry is not capable to catching up yet, but I think because of that demand, you will see more people going out and finding ways to actually starting to invest in this.
He also says that family businesses finally are waking up to the potential of investing in technology.
I might add also that finally we are seeing signs that the traditional family offices that were not investing in the tech space in the region are starting to pay serious attention. I think that was instigated maybe about a few months ago by Mohammed Al-Abbar in announcing that he is investing in this space. He is launching Noon. It's a digital economy organization. He gave a lecture at the Majlis of Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed in Abu Dhabi, which became very famous, and he told people, if you don't invest in digital, then somebody else will. And I think people are paying attention. I think this is a good thing. I don't think it's a race, but it is of strategic value today that traditional businesses start investing in the digital space, because we will start seeing some serious disruption. It's starting with e-commerce and how it's disrupting the retail industry. But watch out for everything else, specifically banks with fintech. So the regulators might stop them from coming in quickly to disrupt, but they are going to come regardless.
And indeed, we were talking to one of those fintech disruptors earlier, Sam Kwawasmi of Eureka.com, an online crowdfunding platform. You can hear that interview on the Business Breakfast podcast section. All of this means that there are more dollars chasing venture capital deals. It's more competitive. So whereas 5 years ago, if you were a company looking for startup funding, the venture capital funds held all the cards. There was such a shortage of supply of money that they could pick and choose the best deals. Now we're almost getting to a situation where the venture capital funds are competing and fighting over the best companies.
Yeah, and I think that's a good, competition is good. I think funds of the present and the future need to add value. It's not about money. It's about how do you add value. And that's how I'll throw in a pitch on for Wanda. We are an entrepreneur-led organization. As you know, I've spent my life building businesses. And I would think that most of the people that come to us not only want capital, but want the experience that we have in actually scaling across the Middle East, which is the biggest challenge today. How do you scale across very complicated markets? And I spent my life doing that.
Indeed he has. That's Fadi Gandour. He's the chairman and CEO of Wamda Capital.